USA Radio News.
Not wearing a mask while traveling could soon be a federal offense. The CDC issuing an order Friday night that calls for travelers to wear masks on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of transportation. Exceptions are allowed for military vehicles, commercial trucks, and children younger than two. The change takes effect 11:59 p.m. Monday. It's not clear what punishment violators could face. A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap. And the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
There is reason to believe a mother who's resistant to COVID can pass that resistance to her child. A study out of Philadelphia published yesterday, it finds in most cases protective antibodies are passed from previously infected mothers to their children through the placenta. It's not clear how long this protection could last, though. President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed.
Millions of people are out of work, unemployed. Future millions are held back for no good reason other than our failure to act. So the choice couldn't be clearer. We have learned from past crises the risk is not doing too much, the risk is not doing enough.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Republican senator taking steps to block President Biden from packing the Supreme Court. Tim Berg has more.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where they're headed. This is where their radical base is demanding. And so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. So you don't start using the number of justices on the court as a political strategy to sort of taken to its absurd conclusion. If a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd. But that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Republican congresswoman facing criticism from other Republicans. The Republican Jewish Coalition yesterday calling recent comments by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene offensive and appalling. The RJC says Greene repeatedly used offensive language in long online video diatribes and promoted bizarre political conspiracy theories. A special recognition for the Capitol police officer who died in the riot this month, Brian Sicknick, will lie in honor next week in the Capitol Rotunda. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.